Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, California is moving to become the first sanctuary state with a bill that would prohibit local law enforcement from becoming involved in immigration violations. More than 150 cities and counties already have this firewall between local police and federal immigration officials. Most say it's so that they can remain trusted in the immigrant community. But about three dozen agencies in 16 states are currently participating in a program in which federal agents train local deputies to identify and detain people who may be in the U.S. illegally. And the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office has requested permission to be the first law enforcement agency in Wisconsin to participate. As Marty Michelson of Here and Now contributor WUWM reports, this is causing controversy.
It could take a year for the Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to approve a partnership with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. If it does, one place deputies might be able to detain people is in the county courthouse. Thousands of people pass through a metal detector at the main entrance each day. I'm standing near the electronic device with County Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich. She says there are many reasons unauthorized immigrants might need to conduct business at the courthouse.
Whether it's deeds for their house, marriage license, and mostly court cases, they're interfacing with our security and essentially the sheriff's department.
Dmitrievich says while the sheriff initially wants permission to check immigration status among people in the county jail, she fears deputies would eventually detain people elsewhere, at the courthouse or even during traffic stops on the freeway. She says since President Trump announced a crackdown on unauthorized people, there's been a lot of fear among the county's immigrant residents.
They're afraid to take their children to school. They're afraid to drive at night, and they're afraid to participate in society. And if that happens, that actually makes our community less safe.
Many are concerned they'll be rounded up and deported, so Dmitrievich sponsored a resolution that the county board passed in February. It states that Milwaukee County remains a place where unauthorized immigrants are welcome. The move came after Sheriff Clark applied to participate in the ICE program, noting he's troubled by the number of jail inmates who are found to be here illegally. Clark told Fox News' Sean Hannity he's mostly concerned about the jail, even though his application also expresses interest in nabbing people at other locations.
We're talking about, and in my case, criminal illegal aliens. We are not talking about doing home raids and business raids to look for people in the country illegally. We are going to identify people who've been convicted of serious crimes in this country and schedule them for deportation. That's not extreme. That's reasonable. And anybody who is not for that is advocating for criminal behavior.
Mark Christopher is a Milwaukee immigration attorney. He says many immigrants are calling his office, fearing they'll be arrested and deported. Christopher says he doesn't believe that a widespread roundup will happen.
It would be very unlikely that the sheriff would be enlisted by ICE to go out and knock on doors, to go out and set up any checkpoints.
But what is likely, he says, is that people will be screened for their immigration status when they are detained in the county jail and reported to ICE if they are not in the country legally. Christopher says immigrants must take every precaution to avoid winding up in jail.
Don't drive without a license. Don't drive an automobile while intoxicated. Maybe they get a ticket or a fine, and they don't pay the fine. Then they'll have a warrant for them for not paying, $100, $200 fine.
If someone has broken federal law and intentionally come to our country without permission from our country, that is a legal concern. That is an issue.
And so, County Supervisor Deanna Alexander supports Sheriff Clark's request to aid ICE, but she doesn't envision deputies will detain people off the streets or from their homes.
I think that the reason that this is a controversial decision is because of what people are afraid may happen. I don't think that it would reach quite that level, but I do think that the sheriff should have the authority to comply with the federal government in following federal policy.
Meanwhile, Milwaukee County Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich says she's working on a plan to make the courthouse a sanctuary of sorts.
We've requested in my resolution the anti-discrimination piece that the courthouse be named a sensitive location so that people who are seeking justice would not interact with any kind of federal ICE or Homeland Security agent.
Dmitrievich says if the feds grant permission for Sheriff Clark to participate in the ICE program, she may pursue legal avenues to ensure that the courthouse doesn't become a raiding ground. For Here and Now, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.